This is your station, 89 KETR. Welcome to your Friday. And Alice Reese now joins us by phone. She is the movie reviewer for the Greenville and Rockwall Herald Banner. Alice, you survived the storms this week.
Yes.
But you didn't have a chance to go out and preview some other movies. We do have some coming attractions to discuss.
Yes, there's a lot of really fine movies coming up that are going to try to beat Hunger Games, which is still standing in first place. The big one is the long-awaited The Avengers, which brings together all the Marvel Comics superheroes, including Iron Man and Captain America, the Hulk, Thor, and this time new Hawkeye, who's played by Jeremy Renner. He's a new character. And Nick Fury, who is Samuel Jackson, is a returning character. Somehow they're putting them all together, and Joss Whedon, who wrote the screenplay for Captain America, and he wrote and directed this one.
So who's actually the main character in this one?
It's all of them.
Yeah, okay. So nobody has more face time than others then?
I don't know. X-Men, it's kind of like that in the sense that I think they try to level it out who gets the most time. The most famous, of course, is the Robert Downey Jr. character, the Iron Man, which has already had, you know, two movies.
Mm-hmm.
And the other ones out of that, there have been also two different movie versions of the Hulk, the Incredible Hulk, but this time they have a new Hulk. It's Mark Ruffalo. And Thor would turn out to be a pretty big hit with Chris Hemsworth. And they've got the villain from that, from Thor, who's played by Tom Hiddleston. His name in there is Loki. He's trying to take over the world. So I guess some of the emphasis will be on Thor.
And when is this going to come out?
May the 4th.
May the 4th, okay. So when do you get to view it then?
The week before.
Okay.
I'll get to see it the week before.
So we will talk about that more as it approaches, of course. That does look good. What else is coming up?
Sooner than that is the Three Stooges. They've tried to do this a bunch of times, and this particular version they've been working on for 10 years.
Oh, really?
And it's the Farrelly brothers who brought us There's Something About Mary and, you know, the Dumb and Dumber, those guys. And so it's going to be that kind of movie, but it's got a PG rating. And the only actor who I know, Sean Hayes, plays Larry, and the other two guys that play Mo and Curly, I've never heard of those. Chris Diapanopoulos and Will Sasso.
Yeah, Will Sasso.
Will Sasso is that one,
yes. TV, okay. I don't know. It looks almost too goofy for me.
Well, they're trying to get the kid audience because of the PG, so I can't imagine that, you know, you can really, I don't know. Another one is The Raven. This is a fictionalized story about Edgar Allan Poe. And like Sherlock Holmes, in this one, he turns detective. And he's played by John Cusack. And there's a serial killer in Baltimore circa 1849. And he is copying the murders in some of Poe's stories. And Poe himself goes after him.
So, you have a positive perception of these ahead of time, maybe?
I think so. I really like John Cusack, and I kind of think that all sounds pretty good.
Okay, good. Let's talk a little more about The Hunger Games. What's that doing in the box office right now?
Oh, it's now, it'll be probably the movie of the year. The only other one that can probably beat it will be The Avengers, which I know people have been waiting actually for years to see that too. So far it's up to, $200 million in the U.S. and in its box office and still going strong. It was way number one last week also. And so I think it will be. And they're not trying to. The only thing they've brought out new, which this week, is the Titanic re-release, which that movie was made in 1998. They've now remastered it in 3D, and I understand it's really good, that 3D really works. And
Does it? Okay. Who
want to spend 3.5 hours, it's there.
All right. What do you think about James Cameron going to the bottom of the ocean there? maybe some inspiration for a future film.
You know, he made so much money off of Titanic, plus all the Academy Awards, whatever, that he just had all kinds of cash to use for research. And he's been involved in all this scientific undersea research. And he's made like three documentaries about, one of them is about going back to the Titanic, but the other ones have been just undersea exploration. And then he got to do that with the people, you know. He's bankrolling a lot of this stuff, so he gets to do it. But it's pretty amazing that you know, he went down as deep as anybody's ever gone. And It had to be scary to do it, I think.
I just heard that that might be inspiration for the sequel of Avatar, maybe some of the things that he saw down there.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's planning a sequel. He is indeed.
Yeah. That would be really neat.
I hope he doesn't wait. You know, that was literally 12 years between, or I don't know, 11 years, I guess, between Avatar and Titanic. I hope he doesn't wait that long for that. But he has made other movies. It's just that they haven't been. One of them was a space exploration movie that was really good. That was a kind of a, it was part documentary and then part theory. Fascinating.
Well, Alice, I can't let you go without getting your take on KETR and its importance to our customers. Of course, we are a service of Northeast Texas, and we have a lot of different programs throughout the week. Of course, local news, sports, weather, and music, in addition to all these talk and entertainment programs. You've been with us for some time, and we appreciate having you. You are a volunteer. You dedicate your time each Friday to speak with us. Your thoughts on KETR and its service to the community.
Well, it's my favorite local station, and I particularly have lately, again, it's been a lifesaver for the area because we have not only our local news, but our local weather and the wall-to-wall updates when we've had these serious storms in our area that this time were covered somewhat by the Dallas stations, but when the storms leave that part of the world, usually they forget about us. And so it's up to the KETR to follow through.
Did you have your battery power radio?
I had it, but I didn't need it. I didn't lose power.
Oh, good, good.
I was ready. I had it here, and I was in the closet, so I was ready as I thought. You know, it got pretty scary.
Alice, we're proud to serve you, the people of Greenville, and citizens of Northeast Texas, especially during severe weather, but in any and all events that impact our lives here in the region. And thank you so much for those kind words about KETR.
Thank you, Scott.
And thank you for your volunteerism with us for the past few years here. Alice Reese is the movie reviewer for the Greenville and Rockwall Herald Banner, joins us each Friday. You can pledge your support to KETR right now at 800-882-KETR. That's 800-882-5387. If you support our volunteers like Alice Reese and other programs throughout the week, support us right now at 800-882-5387 or on our website at KETR.org.